Congressman Albio Siri says the Trump administration's decision last month to withdraw a proposed rule to require the testing is short-sighted. Senator Cory Booker says the common sense safety measure could prevent crashes like one in Hoboken a year ago that killed one person and injured more than 100. New Jersey Transit Executive Director Stephen Santoro says all of its locomotive engineers will have been screened for sleep apnea by October. If they have it, they won't be able to return to work until they have proof of compliance with a treatment plan.
We believe this protocol is a necessary protocol for the safety of our customers and our employees.
The federal law would provide clear guidelines for testing nationwide. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.